nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Warri, No. 10, Airport Road, opposite Union Bank, Eforo, Warri, Delta State. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 11:50 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, you can call us on 0805-633-5507 or 0803-438-6464 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. So Luke's Gospel chapter number 10 from verse 38. Now while they were on their way, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. It occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving, and she came up to him and said, Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me. But the Lord replied to her by saying, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. That's what Jesus said to her. And when we read from the New National Version, he said, you're worried and upset about many things. That's what the Lord said to the woman. You're worried and upset about many things. Jesus knew Martha was worried and upset about many things. Sometimes we get upset about many things. The Lord said about many things, not just about something. The Lord knew that her complaint about her sister Mary not coming to join her in the serving had nothing to do with the serving for that day. There was a long story behind it. The Master said, Martha, you are worried and upset. You're troubled and upset about many things. Did you ever get to that place in your life where you were troubled and upset about many things about your job, many things about your relationship with somebody, many things about even where you live, and then you're upset? And you know, when you're upset, many things begin to happen. You get frustrated, and the frustration reveals itself in so many things, so many ways. You become easily angry, easily offended. Someone talks to you, and your reply is strange. You normally wouldn't talk like that. But you're upset. So many things are going through your mind. And what's actually happening is your experiences are now introducing a character into your life. They're changing you. You're no longer that kindly, well-mannered you used to be. That friendly person you used to be. It's changing you now. What you're going through is changing. And the Lord said, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things. He didn't say you're worried and upset about your sister. No, he said about many things. Where are you in your life? Are you worried and upset about many things? It's possible. You can be worried and upset about many things. And they say, what's the problem? You say, there are a lot of problems. Don't even know where to start. A lot of problems. That means you are not enjoying your life. You're not enjoying the life that God gave you. And so you're not an effective witness for Jesus Christ, because you have become a candidate needing some kind of ministration. You're in need. You are the needy. Someone needs to counsel you. Someone needs to intercede for you now, so you should remain in the faith. So it's become a problem. How can you effectively help someone else enjoy his life in Christ when you are not enjoying that life yourself. What we received is a gospel. Gospel is good news. And if it's not working good for you, something's wrong. Yesterday, we started out to explain how that God has given us a life to enjoy. And that one of the things that God wants us to have in our lives is joy. And we went on to define joy. So we can have a joyful life always, but it's a choice. It's a choice. You can live a frustrated life just because there's someone who you think doesn't like you. And you can live all your life. You can live so many years, so many months, so many weeks trying to prove yourself to that person. And you don't need it. So instead of enjoying your life, you're spending time trying to be something else because you see, you're trying to appeal to what whoever it is thinks about you. Do you ever find yourself trying to live in a way so you can be better appreciated? That would not be you. That would be someone else. If you don't enjoy yourself, no one will enjoy you. Learn to enjoy yourself. Learn to be happy about yourself. Start out there. Start out there. Appreciate yourself. Remember something. You know, the greatest gift you could give to anybody is yourself, right? You can't have anything that's greater than you. And so when we say that we've given our lives to Christ, we're thinking we've given him the greatest gift because he gave us his life. He gave us the greatest gift. He laid down his life for us. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to give God my life. But the life I'm giving him is a frustrated, broken life, unrepentant, unforgiving, and I don't want to change it. Then he gives me the tools to change, and I ignore the tools. And every day I'm living a frustrated life. So that's not good for God. It's not good for God. We said yesterday, God made us to be happy for himself. Listen, he created us for himself to derive pleasure in us. He made us for himself to make himself happy. I don't know if I'm stressing it enough. God wanted to be happy and made us for his own pleasure. Someone says, I think that's selfish. I don't blame you. Because you have a brain. If he didn't give you one, you wouldn't even think. No, because now we have the clay trying to talk to the potter and to say, why did you make me this way? You mean you made me for yourself? He made you. And you question the one who made you. It's nonsense. You're supposed to say, wow, you made me. You must be really great. You mean you made me? You must be something. Think about it. If God made you, he must be really cool. Yes, he must be something. No matter what you think about you, this complicated whatever it is called you, whoever made you, must be something. What do you think? If you found out that truly he made you, what would you do for him? Would you say, wow, how can I outsmart him? He made you. What do you think? He must be smarter than you. No, if God stepped down now and introduced himself to you and said to you, hello, I made you, and you believed him, what would you do? Talk to me. What would you do with that? I mean, that information would be something. So what would you do with it? Will you be looking at him like, wow? What would you do with it? Come on. You what? You would thank him. I would think the first thing you should say to him is why? Yeah, because you didn't ask him to. And then he introduces himself. He says, I made you. You say, why? Then he says, for my pleasure. But you see, that's the reality. That's the truth about it. That's exactly what has happened. And that's what he's trying to get across to us, that he made us for his own pleasure. And I told you, if it's true that he made us for his own pleasure, then it means that he delights in us. It means that he's happy about us. He wants to be happy about us. And if he wants to be happy about us, then he wants us happy. Because if we're not happy, he can't be happy about us. And then I read you several scriptures to show you that God loves us. And that God wants us happy and prosperous and joyful. And that God delights in us and wants us to enjoy the life that he's given us. So when should we enjoy it? Now. every day. Every day should be a good day. I have a good day every day. I made up my mind long time ago, years ago. And once I decided, because I found it in the Word, once I decided, I set my sail and I went for it. And it's been every day a day of victory, every day a day of joy, every day a day of fulfillment, every day. Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it and we got it. Because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us on social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now.
The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpets sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult, and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Warri, number 10, Airport Road, opposite Union Bank, Eforo, Warri, Delta State. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 11:50 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, you can call us on 0805-633-5507 or 0803-438-6464 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Of the message, maintain a joyful heart.
Hallelujah. If God stepped down now and introduced himself to you and said to you, hello, I made you, and you believed him, what would you do? Talk to me. What would you do with that? I mean, that information would be something. So what would you do with it? Will you be looking at him like, wow? What would you do with it? Come on. You what? You would thank him. I would think the first thing you should say to him is why? Yeah, because you didn't ask him to. And then he introduces himself. He says, I made you. You say, why? Then he says, for my pleasure. But you see, that's the reality. That's the truth about it. That's exactly what has happened. And that's what he's trying to get across to us, that he made us for his own pleasure. And I told you yesterday, if it's true that he made us for his own pleasure, then it means that he delights in us. It means that he's happy about us. He wants to be happy about us. And if he wants to be happy about us, then he wants us happy. Because if we're not happy, he can't be happy about us. And then I read you several scriptures to show you that God loves us, and that God wants us happy and prosperous and joyful, and that God delights in us and wants us to enjoy the life that he's given us. So when should we enjoy it? Now, every day. Every day should be a good day. I have a good day every day. I made up my mind long time ago, years ago. And once I decided, because I found it in the Word, once I decided, I set my sail and I went for it. And it's been every day a day of victory, every day a day of joy, every day a day of fulfillment, every day, every day. Someone said, do you mean that you don't face challenges? I don't know what you mean by challenges, but if you mean things that happen and you gotta put your faith to work, emphatically yes. But there are things that I thrive in. Yeah, because I found out if I don't have the opportunity to stretch my faith, to put my faith to work, I start thinking, is something wrong? You know, because I learned that if you have little kids and there isn't any noise for a while, better find out what they're up to. So I think that if the devil is not troubling, nothing is happening, no trouble, everything is cool and calm, I start wondering, is the devil trying to do something somewhere? Because I always like to keep him somewhere where he ought to be. So I don't mind him causing some trouble. When he causes trouble, I say, yeah, that means I'm dealing with him, that's why. So for me, life is always prosperous, always successful, always joyful, always, absolutely. Now, you either agree with that, or you listen to some other folks who will tell you, life is full of ups and downs. That's their experience. I know that that's their experience because that's their communication. That's what they found with God. It's up today and down tomorrow. they're happy today and not very happy tomorrow. Some prayers are answered well and some are not answered. So they're not sure when, where they are with God. So the Christianity is like a speculation. But I don't think that's the way the Word of God ought to be. I think we are successful every day. And it only gets better because the Word of God tells us that the path of the righteous is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Glory to His name forever. And so if this matter was troubled and upset, and Jesus knew, and then Jesus said something to her, I'd like us to read it. I read again from verse 41. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. That's that one thing that's needed. And it will not be taken away from her. That's what the Lord said. It will not be taken away from her. See, people who are upset and unhappy and frustrated like to take from others who are happy that thing that makes them happy. Because when you're frustrated, you don't know, you have no reason why someone else should be so happy. Did you ever feel like maybe a sense of frustration with a sense of urgency? And while you're there, you don't feel like laughing, and some fellow just comes laughing and looking happy? Get out of here. You've just knocked the joy out of you. Because you don't think that's the moment. You're having a frustration moment, see? And you like to protect it. Yeah. Have you ever seen people who love to, they love their trouble? They like it when some people are against them. And so they talk about it. They protect the problem. They keep talking about how they were mistreated by someone, and then the other one, and then the other one. Well, such is life. They feel like they're going through something, and they love it. They don't want to come out of it. They love to go through this persecution, as it were. And the feeling that they are alone and persecuted, and they don't have friends except you that they can talk to. You are the only one I can tell these things, you know. And you keep telling him or telling her, and she just listening to your stories. Things just never get better. 3 weeks later, you're back again. It's the same story. It just never changes. And you are secretly happy to be going through this thing. Because if you're not going through it, you're not yourself. How many of you like trouble? You said, no, I don't like trouble. I don't really like trouble. But why do you preserve your trouble? Why do you preserve it? Why do you protect it? Why do you love it so much? I'll give you a simple example so you can know how you love trouble sometimes. Imagine that someone has offended you and you're waiting for that person to come and apologize. And then he's not coming to apologize. He's even acting as though he didn't do nothing wrong. Every day you see him, you're like, is it that he doesn't know what he did? Now you are carrying the burden of this frustration. But you don't realize it. You are unhappy. But he's looking happy. Everything is normal with him. And you can't believe it. But you're still waiting for him to apologize. You might even get to the point where you begin to pray to God to knock him out and tell him to come and apologize to you. And he's not coming. You know you can have stomach ulcer because of that. It's true. You can have an ulcer because of that. Because the happier you see him, the more frustrated you are. Because you want to see him knocked out and sad. Now you know. Or he should come and apologize to the great you. Now, I tell you how to fix that. Instead of wasting days and weeks and months staying and remaining frustrated because of this, whatever it is, whatever you might want to call him, that refused to come to you to apologize. And now you're unhappy and it's affecting you everywhere. Instead of doing that, why don't you just go and apologize and end it? You take the step, go and apologize. You apologize. And when you apologize, the whole thing will come to an end and you start living happy.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0805-633-5507 or 0803-438-6464 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Warri, number 10, Airport Road, opposite Union Bank, Eforun, Warri, Delta State. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. Wednesdays, 11:50 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0805-633-5507 or 0803-438-6464 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveallradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.